And a Victory Monday edition of the Coach's Show. We welcome you to Flowery Branch with Dave Archer, Wes Durham, and the Falcon head coach Mike Smith is with us here in our first half hour. And then corner Robert McClain will join us in our second 30 minutes. We'll recap Atlanta's 30-14 victory yesterday at New Orleans and get you set for winner take all on Sunday coming up at the Georgia Dome between the Falcons and Carolina Panthers. Coach, congratulations to you and your team on just a tremendous effort yesterday at the Superdome. A little bit of a rocky start now, but boy, after that, you guys controlled the ball game for the most part.
Yeah, it was a very good team win for us yesterday. I thought that the guys played 59-45 of really good football. That was not the way that we wanted to start the game. We had two guys basically get out of their coverage lanes on the kickoff cover, and then we had some guys not getting off blocks, and they ran, you know, 99 yards on the opening kickoff. But it really shows the resiliency of our team to come back and score the next 20 points.
And Smitty, I was trying to think about this game and trying to figure out where the storylines were, and there were so many to try to categorize. When you go down to New Orleans and win, how big that is, and for the layman fans, sometimes maybe they don't understand that, but I've had a chance to play in this series. That's not an easy place to win. You found a way to get a big W. But one of the storylines I thought really declared itself was something you've preached since you've been here for 7 years, is cross-training guys and making sure guys are available to step into whatever hole you need them to step into. It happened at running back. It happened at defensive back. Prior to the game, it happened in the offensive line, and your guys responded.
Yeah, we had a bunch of guys that roles changed. Some of it happened during the week, and some of it happened during the game. There was a stretch there in the second half that I didn't know if we were going to have enough DBs to play our nickel defense, much less our dime defense. But the guys that had an opportunity to step up did a very good job. I thought it was a very good team win across the board, offensively and defensively. I think for the last 2 weeks, we've done as good a job as any team in the NFL in terms of stopping the run. And it's good to see the guys attacking the line of scrimmage and winning the line of scrimmage.
I don't know that I've ever seen a coach presented with more problems personnel-wise on game day because of injury than you've been presented with this year. I mean, all we have to do is go back to the Minnesota game where you got two tight ends essentially playing your right tackle position. But the defensive back situation became a bit dire, and when Dwight goes down with what looked like a stinger in the shoulder, not sure whether he was going to be able to return. I was wondering, are you going to turn to Eric Weems and ask Eric Weems to start getting loose? Are we going to see something like that? I mean, what was the situation there as far as numbers go? Because you were at the bargain basement as far as numbers were.
We were down there for a little bit. We were out of. We were out of our penny package, which is six DBs. It kind of knocked us out of that for a while. Thankfully, Dwight was able to come back. And by the way, Dwight had an outstanding game. He had a tough draw yesterday, and we put him on one of their game wreckers, Jimmy Graham. And I thought he did a very good job. And we played a lot of man coverage. And for the most part, he did a very good job of shutting him down. And, you know, Dez Southward had to come in and play for us when William Moore went down. And I thought Dez was involved in that big play on the goal line. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not in the end zone.
No, just outside.
Just outside. You know, it's good to see the young guys stepping up and making the plays.
Well, then you get the veteran Javier Arenas, who's been sitting there for the whole season, basically playing special teams and playing a good brand of special teams for you. The next thing you know, he's covering Marcus Colston all over the field. Yep. That's a pretty tough draw.
Yeah, and you know, we tell our guys all the time, everybody has a set role, but those roles can change at the drop of a hat. And he did a very good job. You know, Javier has been working hard in practice, and when Josh went down with the hamstring, he was able to step in, and he had a tough draw as well, coming in off the bench and going against Colston and with Drew Brees throwing him the football. So, again, we had to do some adjusting, and I thought that the coaching staff did a very good job defensively. And I can't say enough about the pressure that we put on the quarterback. But the secondary had a lot to do with it because in lockdown mode for a lot of the game.
Opening half hour of our show, of course, with Falcon head coach Mike Smith here at Flowery Branch on the Coach's Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I said almost after Saunders' kick return on the air yesterday, Coach, that you talk about resiliency, and we're getting ready to find out just how resilient this group is. Little did we know that we'd see so many different avenues of it yesterday, from the injuries, from the dynamic of the start of the ball game, things like that. I think oftentimes, not just for this particular team, but it applies here certainly, that people oftentimes think when a coach says something about, you know, this team has resiliency, they just write it off to, you know, well, that's a coach talking. Yep. It is real, and it can be a characteristic.
It is a characteristic, and I think it's been a characteristic of our team this season. We've had some things that have happened on the field that were caused by injuries. We've had some things that happened because of poor play, poor decision-making, mm-hmm. and we have fought through it. And we tell each other all the time, we're all we got. It's all we need, though.
Right.
You know, and we have to stick together. And I think that this group of guys has done that. And what more can you ask for than to be playing basically a playoff game, our second playoff game of the season? And we know that, and our opponent knows that, and they know what's at stake. And it should be one hell of a atmosphere, you know, at the Georgia Dome on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
You know, Smitty, there's no question. I mean, everything on the line. Those are the kind of games as a player you want to be in, that everything is available to you and everything's on the line for one particular game. And that's certainly the case this weekend in the Georgia Dome as the Carolina Panthers come calling for a chance to win a division title for them as well. So, when you shift gears to the other side of the football, certainly you had to make some plays on that side of the ball to win the football game, put points on the board, and you got hit over there on that side. You already started with John Osamo on the bench. Gabe Karimi has to play that right guard. Looked like he did a decent job of facilitating and taking care of that area. And then all of a sudden, Steven Jackson goes down. And now Quiz Rogers and Devontae Freeman are going to carry the load. And it looked like both those guys stepped up pretty good for you.
They did. And to address, I thought that Gabe Karimi did a very good job. He had a tough draw against a big defensive tackle, and I thought he handled his own. And it was great for Gabe personally to get back in and mm-hmm. play. We had been going through a lot of transition in the early part of the season with our offensive line, with the injuries, and he was our sixth man. So he was kind of getting plugged in all over the place. And we've kind of gotten a little stability over the last 7 weeks, and so he hasn't played as much, but he's done a good job as our extra tight end, our big tight end, and our big package, and I thought he held his own yesterday. And then the two running backs did a great job. Quez was on top of his game in terms of pass protection. Again, that's the second game in a row that we've not given up a sack, and we have evolved into a passing team. We know that, and we need to make sure that we pass protect well. And when we run it, we got to run it efficiently. And Devontae, showed his ability to be a slash type runner. He can stick his foot in the ground and get going north and south, and he ran away from some pretty good athletes.
When you talk about a slashing runner, and I think it's a great description because of his ability to change direction on a dime, is that's what you're talking about, your ability to get to that cutback hole when it's there? Because that's certainly what he did on the touchdown run, and then to make the guy miss and to get in the hole. I think some would maybe think of that as a term that limits him. He's an all-around back. You're just saying he's exemplary in his ability to get to the hole.
Yes. When I say, his style, Steven Jackson is more of a power runner. Yeah. Steven is going to use his strength to his advantage. And Devontae uses his quickness. And he can, stop and start, like you say, on a dime, and that's what happened on the big touchdown run. And you want to have different styles of running backs to throw at him. I don't think you're going to see many teams that are going to have the bell cow one, the one running back. There's going to be two or three that are going to get carries in a ball game, and we certainly hope that Steven is going to recover quickly. If he doesn't, it's another opportunity for those two young men, 32, 24, to play lots of snaps. And we've got a lot of confidence in those guys.
Coach, here in our last couple minutes before we get to our first break, young guys, both tackles really, the center, James Stone. But Ryan Trader in particular has just kind of really developed here week in and week out for you, and seems to be progressing very nicely in his full year starting here at the right side for you.
Yeah, he's done a very good job. Ryan's an interesting and great story.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that played 1 year of high school football, had the growth spurt, played at Valdosta State, very athletic guy, and he's a tough guy. Now, he will not back down from anybody, and you love that, you know, in an offensive lineman, because as you know, as an offensive lineman, you've got to stop the charge of the pass rushers and give ground begrudgingly, and sometimes that's a tough thing to do. You've got to be aggressive, but you can't be over aggressive. And Ryan's a very good athlete, and he's turning out to be a good player for us at the right tackle.
Jake Matthews at left tackle, is it just been so consistent and so solid that it's just moved along at the way you expected, I guess?
1 minute.
Yes, it has. He's done a very good job, and I think, as I said maybe a week or two ago, that he's really played his best football over the last month of the season.
Yeah.
And, when you're not talking about those offensive linemen, that's a good thing. And
absolutely,
they love to not be talked about. They love to just go out there and do their jobs and try to fit in as a unit, and they want to be talked about as the offensive line. They don't want to be talked about the guy that gave up two hits or three quarterback pressures and a sack in the ball game.
All right, final regular season of the game coming up on game of the regular season coming up on Sunday. Carolina Panthers are in town at 1 o'clock at the Georgia Dome, and our pregame coverage starts at 11 with the Ackerman Security Systems countdown to kickoff on the floor of the dome. When we come back, we'll talk about the Panthers, their win yesterday, and also how much from the first game.
Also going to talk about the quarterback and how the quarterback's playing. The last four games, he's played well all year long, but he has lit it up the last four games. Talk about that and some very decided dividing lines in this game as far as what package you run on the field. Talk to Smitty about that.
All right, we'll do that when we come back with the Coach's Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, back with Dave Archer, Wes Durham, Coach Mike Smith here with us to the bottom of the hour, and then Robert McClain will join us in our player segment of the Coach's Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You wanted to get to...
Well, I wanted to first of all address that little highlight we heard. Smitty's got a little grin on his face too.
Yeah. Well, Santa,
being it around Christmas time, it was perfect.
A little ho ho ho. Yeah, sorry.
Great call, and I think anybody that's ever heard me talk about Wes is as good. And I'm not going to say this because he gets blushed, but I'm going to say it anyway. He's the best there is in the business at calling games. But it's neat that when he can fit in one of the holiday spirits.
Is that it? Is that what you're doing?
The only thing he didn't have on was the beard. You know, he was giving presents.
Nor the red suit, although that would have been appropriate.
Well, Smitty, what I wanted to get to is where your quarterback is and what he's done over the last four games from a consistency standpoint. Completing just a stitch, and I say he's 69.4% completion percentage. So just a stitch under 70% completion. In fact, he was 70% for this game against New Orleans. 342 yards per game, 9 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. And we know there's been a pick there here or there that he'd love to call back, and all quarterbacks would love to. But really, Ryan, playing it at the kind of level you need to play at for you to have a chance to win in this league.
Oh, there's no doubt that Matt Ryan is playing at a very high level, and we need him to continue to play that way for the next month or so. He's seeing the field extremely well, and I think his receivers are seeing it the same way, and it has to happen that way. Not only the last four games, but really he's had a great season. He's in the top 10 of all of the passing rankings that you look at. He's fourth in yards for the season. He's third in attempts, second in completions. So it goes
That's
right
what
back
you're looking
to your
for, completions. Yeah.
You want completions. He's 10th in touchdowns, and he's seventh in quarterback rating. So he's having a great year. And the last month, he's really had some synchness with Julio Jones. I mean, Julio's really played well, and he and Matt are definitely seeing the coverage the same way. And I thought that there were some big plays in the game yesterday. In the 2-minute drive there before the half, Julio gets the ball down to the 3-yard line, so we get to hear the replay, the Santa replay.
Yeah, thanks.
That's the first time I heard it. So
yeah, I understand.
Yep. Well, it was good. It was good.
Yeah. When you talk about the Saints in particular, just to put a little bow a little bit on our Ryan discussion right now, 73.4% completion. He completed 61 of 83 throws for 770 yards and four touchdowns against the Saints alone. That's 9.2 yards an attempt. And as Smitty said, as we were talking at the break, that's almost a first down every time he threw it. Not every time he completed a pass, every time he threw it.
Yep.
Well,
that's phenomenal.
The other number we had yesterday in the second half, take Peyton Manning off the list. Nobody's thrown for more yards in his first 7 years as a quarterback than Matt Ryan. I mean, that's a lot. He passed Dan Marino yesterday.
I did not realize that. But Matt is he's the leader of our football team. And you want your quarterback to be the leader of your football team, not only the offensive side but the defensive side. And usually your leaders are the guys that are the most productive. And Matt has been very productive for us, not only this season, but he's won a lot of football games for us.
Smitty, I wanted to ask you about the X's and O's yesterday because I thought it was very interesting. Two teams that are known for throwing the football at a high level and really destroying you with the passing game came out, both teams came out in base packages, two tight ends, maybe even the old I formation running the football, two receivers, and really kind of pounded at one another. First of all, you obviously knew your game plan. That was what you were going to try to do to these people. Were you surprised that New Orleans at all decided to come out that way?
Not too surprised. Sean does a good job of mixing the personnel groupings, and he wants to be able to establish the run to set up his seven-man protection and throw the ball down the field. And we did a very good job defending the run yesterday. I was surprised a little bit in terms of the tempo. I thought maybe that they would tempo us a little bit more. I think that maybe they felt like they needed to control the ball and keep our offense off the field. You know, if you look at the raw numbers, both teams have much better numbers on the offensive side than we do on the defensive side, and that probably had something to do with why the tempo wasn't at the pace, the warp speed that we usually see Sean and his team run.
The last 2 weeks against the run, you guys have been really good here. I mean, it's offset teams that want to have a little tempo because they can't get started in the ground game. You basically play one hand behind the back a little.
Yeah, we've done a great job the last 2 weeks. I think our guys have controlled the line of scrimmage defensively with our front seven, and we've done that by attacking the line of scrimmage. I think we've been more aggressive going into the game. Our thoughts have been to win the line of scrimmage, and to win that line of scrimmage, you got to beat them off the ball. They know when the ball's being snapped, but you've got to have good vision and anticipation and beat them off the snap. And some of our guys have done a good job, and I think that we've done a much better job in our rotation. If you look at the snaps by the defensive linemen, we've changed it a little bit over the last couple of weeks, and I think that's helped us.
One of the play I wanted to ask you about specifically, Smitty, was Rashid Hegman. A guy, you guys loved his upside. You knew there was a learning curve to the kid. He had to learn to play at this level, had to learn how to handle himself from week to week, keeping himself ready to play. And it seems like the light's starting to come on him. And certainly yesterday, he was working against, and I don't know how many people know this, he was working against one of the best players in the league in Jahari Evans, a five-time Pro Bowler. And he deposited even breezes back in his lap two or three times.
Yeah, I thought Rashid continues to show progress in terms of his development as a defensive lineman, and he was dominating in the snaps that he played. He's definitely showing us that he has a better understanding of what we're trying to get done. He's a very talented player. He's one of the strongest guys. He reminds me of some of the good, great defensive linemen that I have coached in the past. He made some guys look silly yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. I was very impressed with his raw strength and his ability to disengage. He had a sack, tackle for a loss, and he's a guy that's definitely earning more playing time.
Smitty, as you look to Sunday, it's funny, we talked 2 weeks ago, the playoffs essentially start now. You're in already. You're in the playoffs. They're not called the playoffs just yet, but you're in them.
Yes.
The mentality of this team, how much of that resiliency we spoke of earlier, how much of some of the things that have gone on during the regular season, coming off that bye week, the recommitment this group made, both players and coaches, I mean, how much of that comes into play this week in getting ready to see a familiar team that you've already played, so to speak, in the second half of the regular season?
Well, we're excited about playing for this game mm-hmm. to get into the second season.
Yeah.
And, you know, you fight like crazy to be a relevant football team. And our guys have done an outstanding job all season long, showing their resiliency. And, to me, we started the season talking about being a tougher team. Well, when you're resilient, you're tough, because it's not easy to fight through an NFL season. And there's been a lot of ups and downs in a lot of areas. And right now we're playing irrelevant football game in the month of December, and we are really excited about being at home and playing the Carolina Panthers to go on and play in the second season.
All right. Well, thanks as always. Our final show of the year, and we always thank you for your time during the week to help us kick off preparation.
Appreciate
I know it's a busy
you,
time
yep.
for you.
Yeah,
thanks
yep.
a lot.
You come in every week. We appreciate you coming here.
Yep.
You keep battling on. We appreciate that.
All right, guys.
All right,
it's been fun. Thanks.